Chief Lab Technologist Elliot Samuel says it is vital that people make an informed decision to get vaccinated, as this is the safest and fastest way to end the COVID-19 pandemic.
When you are unvaccinated and you allow that viral replication process to go on within your system, because remember, if you're unvaccinated, you don't have that surveillance to trigger anything. So you hear us talking about an incubation period where if you're exposed today, you need about 3 to 5 days before we can detect it in your system. That's because we're waiting for your viral load to build to detectable levels. In order for your viral load to build, that virus is going to be replicating. During the replication process, this is when mistakes are made. And these mistakes are what leads to variants of concerns. So it brings us full circle back to this, what I like to call this little dose of hope, which is the vaccines. And I want to encourage all Vincentians. I want to encourage persons in the service industry, persons in health, the frontline workers. I'm making a special appeal. If we want to feel the benefit, if we want to achieve the benefit of herd immunity, we have to, as a people, step up and get vaccinated. Get vaccinated today.
Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago has confirmed a third case of the COVID-19 Delta variant. The ministry said the patient is an unvaccinated, recently returned national who travelled to Trinidad and Tobago from the Turks and Caicos Islands, transiting through Florida. Guyana's Vice President, Dr. Barrett Jagdeo, has expressed his disappointment with the vaccine hesitancy being displayed by some doctors and nurses. He said the government is expending billions of dollars to procure vaccines to achieve herd immunity, and is appealing to persons to get the jab. Internationally, thousands of jobless workers in Vietnam's biggest city are trying to flee their hometowns, many on motorcycles, following an extension of restrictions in the epicenter of the country's worst coronavirus outbreak yet. But authorities are anxious to prevent them from leaving and potentially spreading the virus to other parts of the country. And China is dealing with its most widespread COVID-19 outbreak since the initial cases in 2020, with lockdowns striking a blow to consumption growth just as exports slow and while flooding and chip shortages weigh on industries. I'm Colvin Harry with today's COVID-19 update.